And it is really three stories that we're tackling today throughout the show. Wade Davis, no longer a Kansas City Royal. We'll touch on that more here in this segment coming up in Hot Stove. The football awards from the coaches are out. K-State has four major awards, the most in program history. They also had six on the first team All Big 12 list, just behind Oklahoma, who had seven. And then basketball-wise, it felt like the players were bored last night. We do have a couple positives to give you at 5:10 as well. Your comments, more than welcome. You can tweet us at the game KMAN or call the show 537-1350. I did promise before we get to Hot Stove that I would explain that chicken sandwich comment to Kellis before he got off. So last night, basketball game was not the most exciting, and sometimes we media members just get a little antsy there in our nice front row seats on press row. So basically, the best way I can explain this story, we got into a giant back and forth with almost all of us that were sitting there in that front row covering the team, and it all started because one of our fellow comrades here, I'm not going to sell anybody out by name, by the way, one of our fellow comrades back in July, while doing a series of restaurant reviews, went to a Mexican place and for the food choice reviewed a chicken sandwich. So he caught some flack for it back then. I actually didn't know about it until last night. He, the guy who reviewed it, reviewed chicken sandwich, made fun of somebody else for a comment on Twitter and then started getting piled on from people who knew about the chicken sandwich review at a Mexican restaurant. And basically we all just piled on with joke after joke after joke, and that was keeping us entertained for a good 10 minutes of game time, probably.
It went on for a while. Yeah, I mean, and it was really funny, too, because there wasn't much of an atmosphere, so there were times when there was stoppage in play, and you could just hear Kellis giggling a couple seats down from me.
you probably could have heard me giggling, too. I was having fun with it. So, thus, the question there at the end. That's a little peek behind the curtain at how we spent our night last night at Bramlage Coliseum. I am in some ways looking forward to this, but in some ways not. Go ahead and hit the hot stove.
It's getting hot in here.
Hot stove.
Well, the big news.
We're leading off with Adam Eaton, right?
Is that Adam Eaton is no longer a Chicago White Sox. No, the real news here is that Wade Davis is no longer a member of the Kansas City Royals. The Royals traded him to the Cubs for Jorge Soler, and so I must pour one out for Wade Davis.
He literally did it. He's pouring his water in the studio over here.
I had to, man. Yeah. Wade Davis, think of all the memories here.
Yeah.
From Wade Davis.
Statistically the best reliever over a two-year stretch in Major League history.
He pitched both sides of the rain delay, which I think is by far my favorite moment of him in the ALCS. I can remember where I was watching that from a Buffalo Wild Wings in Austin, Texas. It is one of the tougher blows I've had to absorb as a Royals fan in a while, I think, just from an emotional standpoint. Now, having said that, I do think it's a good move. I think it's a good move. Jorge Soler, just to give you a little 411 on him, if you are not real familiar with him, he is a 24-year-old corner outfielder from the Cubs, a part of their big youth movement and the great farm system that they've had. He was, at one point, just over a year ago, in 2015, the number 12 prospect in all of baseball, according to Baseball America. He's been a top 50 prospect for a long time. He does have 3 years where he has played bits and pieces in the big leagues with moderate numbers. Known for power, big-time power guy. He's still just 24 years old, so despite some numbers so far in the big leagues, a lot of people feel like he has a ton of potential. Here's why I like it. Obviously, the book on Soler there's a lot to like, and I think because of that, you just look at it and say, man, the Royals absolutely maximized the value of an asset here in a reliever for an everyday player who potentially could be a great player. Very, very toolsy, a lot of power. You just lost Kendrys Morales. He can help replace some of the power that you just lost. Still very young. It is not often that you get a player like that just for a reliever. And the reason for that is relievers have a short shelf life. They go fast. They go quick. One of my causes on this show for a long time, dating back to the days where I was over in Mitch's seat as the third wheel, trade Joaquin Soria. I can remember going through that a bunch on the show here, and they never did that. They didn't maximize getting rid of him for a good asset here. They got a great asset for Wade Davis. And Davis's numbers had declined. Now, slightly, but he wasn't quite the cyborg last year that he was before. He also had some injury concerns last year, which is another reason these guys go downhill pretty quick. I think because of that, you got a really nice asset for a depreciating asset on the other side in Wade Davis as a closer. And, as we discussed, I don't think it necessarily means you're worse in 2017. I think this could still make you better next year, and it absolutely makes you better 2018 and beyond, because Wade Davis was going to be gone anyway.
Yeah, I'm more on board with this than I'm against it. There is some nostalgia there with Wade Davis. There's no doubt about that, but the club control, the financial flexibility that you get out of this, because this does open up about $20 million that you'll be able to work with next year because he has a very club-friendly contract. There are some things that he's got to improve upon. His defense has been subpar so far in his major league career. He's also had some injury problems each of the last two seasons. He's missed at least a month with some injury issues. So there are red flags, but the upside is indisputable. And I think that for what they gave up, the Royals got a pretty nice haul.
I like that he's young, 24 years old, just one season so far under his belt. Good numbers, gets on base a third of the time, can hit home runs. I don't like about it no more. Waiter, check please.
Yeah. Well, that is a big, big aspect of this. We lose a lot of the HUD puns.
Yep.
And you just, you know, he's been one of the guys. He's been, I think for a lot of people, he's probably been top two or three in terms of their favorite Royals throughout the run. I know for me he has. And he's been able to do that with being maybe the most bland personality of any of those guys too. Never shows any emotion, but that's what then became endearing. He was the cyborg. So he gave you a lot of great memories, but I think one of his partners in crime, Greg Holland, is a pretty good example of why you make this type of a move. By the book, this is a good move. Look what happened to Greg Holland. I mean, he was the guy, totally dominant, when the Royals first started up with HDH. Well, then all of a sudden, Greg Holland has the injury. He went downhill pretty fast. We're not sure that we're going to get much from him ever in the future in the major leagues. And that's how quick it can be for a reliever going downhill. So I think whether or not Soler works out for the Royals, I can't fault Dayton Moore for making this move. I think they did the right thing in terms of, you know, on paper, what you should do. Unless you had some gut feeling that Soler just totally wasn't going to work out, that'd be about the only thing to really try and hold you back from doing something like this.
Now we just have to wait and see if the Royals are going to do something else. I mean, now they seem to have an excess outfielder, and so the heat is kind of turning up with Jerod Dyson, potentially Lorenzo Cain, still in those conversations. We'll have to see.
We'll touch on it more in hour two at 5:40, because there is the Jerod Dyson angle. There's also the angle of how the Royals really helped themselves years ago to be able to make this type of a move and get a return like Soler. When we come back, though, I got to tell you about my new favorite athlete, and I need Mitch here to help me out. You're listening to The Game.